Separation is unsettling. The beginning of separation presents us with a choice. How do we want to approach it? Because if there is no going back, then there is only going forwards. We can choose to do this assertively, even on the days we feel really, really sad. I believe it makes a difference when we get to say how we want it to be, what we want our own separation to look like. It can then be an empowering position to find ourselves in, not a pitiful one. We only have to choose it to be so. The 14 learnings in this first part are all about that. Learning 1. I will know when the time is right. In Trust Life, Louise Hay said, "Whatever I need to know is revealed to me in the perfect time-space sequence." People often ask me, "How did you know?" or "When did you decide to separate?" The truth is, I didn't know, and I didn't decide until it actually happened. I think it's probably rare to plan a separation, like you do a wedding. Today's the day, save the date. However you separate, it's my experience from talking to others that there comes a time when someone says, enough. Or possibly someone just leaves. For me at least, this is what happened. The situation escalated until I could ignore it no longer. And although the end of my marriage had been looming for a long time, although in retrospect, I see that I had actually made myself a loose promise that I would leave if it didn't get any better by the time our son was 2, I still didn't know that the 4th of August, 2016, was to be the last day of my marriage, or that my ex-husband would never sleep in our house again. Until it came. In fact, I was in a good mood that day. I had spent it in the park with my 3 kids and some friends. I was thinking about getting a bottle of wine for dinner. After some very frank conversations earlier that year and a discussion about separating, I had really been trying to make our marriage work. Then, on my ex-husband's way home from work, he sent me a text message. In that one text, I found the clarity that I'd been searching for all year. I suddenly saw that everything in our marriage had broken down. From what I perceived to be his lack of respect for me to our non-existent communication, there was nothing left to say. By what I would eventually learn was absolutely no coincidence. Our son had turned 2 only a month earlier. It was the only way our marriage could end, strongly and quickly. That was how it was to be for us. Every time prior to that day, we just hadn't been ready or desperate enough to say goodbye. So I no longer believe in forcing time or decisions in any area of my life. Even when I feel that something isn't quite right, sometimes it takes a process and other experiences to allow us to end up where we are always meant to be. And all we have to do during that time is allow those experiences to happen. Remember, we are always moving in the direction of our own purpose, as you'll hear in Learning 97. If you're in an unhappy relationship and not sure how to end it, give yourself time to get there and trust that. If separation is truly what you want and what is best for you, you will know when the time is right, just as I did. If you've been left heartbroken and had the decision of separation taken away from you, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I hope that the learnings that follow will allow you to regain a sense of self and empowerment while naturally grieving the loss of your partner and your relationship, which we all do, by the way, regardless of who left whom. I also hope it helps you when I say I truly believe that the situation you found yourself in gives you an even greater chance to soar and discover who you really are.